Hey, good evening, and welcome back to Spinnin' Radio. Today is Thursday, the 17th of November at almost 10:30 in the evening. So I'm going to do something I haven't done much on a topic this evening. God, I love when I get a text when I'm recording things, but it's all good. So, I've mentioned it once or twice more in the beginning, my status as a single mom. You know, and I wasn't sure how much I really wanted to talk about dating on this blog. You know, I don't know, some people will think it's unprofessional. But in all honesty, is anything considered professional when you're not actually earning money with it? But anyway, I've just got to say, wow. If you're single, maybe you've read these articles, maybe you haven't, or maybe you're the random person who's in a relationship who's read these articles. But I've seen about a million of them. I think everyone in the world writes these articles. What to say on a date? What does the guy want to hear? What does the girl want to hear? What not to say? What to say? Blah, 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 blah. Well, one of the biggest things that you're never supposed to talk about on a first date, your ex. It's right up there with politics and religion. Now, my best friend and I, we joke all the time that it's not a proper date unless we have hit every single one of those topics. And I've always read those articles and taken that advice with a grain of salt. You know, I'm sorry, but I don't necessarily believe in totally off, you know, topics that you can't talk about. Until now. And I realize what it is people don't realize how to talk about these topics. So let's go about to the one topic at hand, the ex. You can pretty much guarantee that once you're an adult and dating, and you know, most of the people you meet will have had an ex, whether they were married or just in a relationship, or it's the random baby daddy or baby mama or whatever, but they've had an ex. We all have baggage, we all have a past. Now, the advice generally goes, don't talk at all about the ex. But then they usually kind of adjust that with, because you don't want to talk horrible about the ex, and makes the person wonder, are you over that ex? And you also don't really want to counteract that by giving an absolutely glowing report of your ex, because then they wonder again, if this person's so great, why aren't you with them? So basically, I've learned there's a time and a place and a way. Well, it seems I have now met the last two dates the guys who are still very bitter about their ex. And it's like it comes up in conversation within the first couple minutes. Within the first couple minutes on the phone. And I'm sorry, but the date tonight, it was constantly about his ex. And I'm not sure what to take from it other than the fact, okay, don't marry this guy because it'll be a messy divorce. Because you know what? He may give and give and give in during the relationship, but once it's out, he's going to get his. It's a good lesson to learn, you know? It's always good to see this side of a guy while you're still in the dating stage. But, and you know, there is also theory, let it all out in the beginning, because that way, if they don't mind it, they're right for you. If they do mind it, they can move on and there's no investment, you know, no heartache. But seriously, dude, you know, these guys have got to calm down. They have got to just, you know, chill. We all know that we all have crazy exes. That's fine. But you don't need to tell me about how you hate your ex and you hate that she did this and you hate that she did that and you hate what she's doing to the kids. And I'm sure you did absolutely nothing wrong. Now, I'm not saying it's your fault. And I will not say that my divorce was my fault. But you know what? I'm sure that I took part in it. And I'll own my mistakes. And that's what the past couple of years has been all about for me. How to make me a better person. So take all of my flaws and see what is a true character flaw. Or what is it truly me that I'm not going to change. And what can I change and still keep me? And I'm about to have to do a second part of this. So I will take a short intermission until I can get to a point where I can finish this up. So I'll be right back.